The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more. We've gotten to a point where there are so many things to care about.
Yeah.
That it almost feels as though there is care fatigue.
This is the Still Parents Podcast. It's Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. I'm Dan. I'm here with Ryan. You're right there, Ryan.
I am absolutely fine. Thank you.
An ambassador for our podcast. And we are very, very, very happy and always delighted to welcome the one and only Kelly Jean-Philippe. How are you, Kelly, sir?
I am awake and I'm ready to go.
So for Kelly, it is 5:30 a.m. That is commitment to join us on the podcast because I'm here, Ryan's here, but our very own Matt's not here.
He's busy.
Yeah.
He's counting his toes. We will be hearing from all three of our podcast ambassadors that we love and are very proud to call our ambassadors. And today we have Kelly Jean-Philippe, who joins us from Philadelphia. Thank you very much for waking up early before you go to work and joining us. How are you, Kelly?
Yeah, man. Family's doing well. I'm doing well. Can't complain about anything. Well, there's plenty to complain about, but I won't.
We'll do a special episode called Kelly Complains.
Yeah.
We'll get him on very soon. This year's Baby Loss Awareness Week theme is Together We Care. Last year, it was self-care. So there's very similar, but I guess more with an outward look on it this year and encouraging, you know, communities to come together and care together. And I think obviously this ties in very well with our relationship that you have with our ambassadors and Kelly, who we met. He's obviously, we're, you know, separated by the Atlantic and a big time difference. Essentially doing very similar thing, but in our own ways and our own vernacular. The more we can get these communities together, especially, and I'm talking about the baby loss communities, because it's something ever since we started doing this podcast, and as you've mentioned before, Kelly, just getting the exposure out there, not necessarily to ram it down people's faces, but for people who are seeking something but simply haven't found it yet, just having that place to be heard or having that place to listen. And one of the things we spoke about last year, which I'm going to ask you again now, Kelly, was where is Baby Loss Awareness Week? Has it got more of a presence? Is it something that people are talking about in America more than 12 months ago?
So I would say, in light of what you just said, excluding the folks who have been thrusted into this community by circumstances completely outside of their control, in the main vernacular, the popular thought conversation of the American public, I don't think it's changed in the last year, to be honest with you. U.S. politics is nothing that is breaking news to anyone internationally. So I'm sure the bits and pieces that you get, even in the U.K., are an accurate representation
right.
of all of the shenanigans that are being spoken about as hot topic things, but baby loss awareness is not one of those things. If it doesn't fit the agenda, if there's no gain from it, then it doesn't matter. See, and the gain can be anything, right? It could be to piss people off, or it could be to really piss people off.
What it certainly is not to bring people together.
I think what's obviously very, very upsetting is if you look at the stillbirth rate or baby loss rate in the US, which is about one in 177, which equates to about 25 babies stillborn annually. If you were to compare that ratio against the ratio in the UK per person, it's quite alarming that actually baby loss isn't spoken about or isn't highlighted as much in the US politically as it probably is over here at the moment, because we're hearing a lot through the news about certain maternity investigations at various hospitals. I do feel like it's more sort of prominent in the news now to do with baby loss, and certainly more recognised amongst communities. And that can be any community, really. But the prevalence, obviously, in America with regard to the numbers, I mean, that was just stillbirth that I've said there. But if you were to look at miscarriage, 15-20% of clinically recognised pregnancies, which again translates to roughly about 750,000 to 1 million miscarriages in the US annually.
Wow.
That's a huge, huge, huge number. But
wow, yeah.
Also, if you look at it from an economic perspective, that's a 750,000 to a million potential people that were going to be brought into this world. And from, like I was saying, from the political side of things, is completely, it's sad to hear. It is sad to hear that we can have two westernized countries that are so aligned in some ways, but are yet so far apart when it comes down to talking about things and looking at baby loss.
I think that's a great point. And that kind of plays into what this year's theme is all about, isn't it? Together We Care. Because Kelly, you've got your podcast as well, haven't you? And we come together and we've been on yours, you've been on ours, because we're not competing against each other. It's doing it together, isn't it? So what does Together We Care mean for you?
I just want to say one thing quickly before I respond to the question that you just asked, just to seal off the conversation that we're just having about how it's not represented or it hasn't shown up politically at all here in the United States. Here's a perfect example, and it just so happens to be a recent example. The president of the United States had a press conference to say that Tylenol is the cause of autism. And then
he went
this rant to encourage pregnant women to not take Tylenol.
Yeah.
So here is a moment in U.S. politics where pregnancy and that topic, it's peripherally related, right? Not even peripherally. This is. Talk about the birthing of children. And so here's an opportunity in U.S. politics where that has been brought up, but it's not to talk about what can be done in order to reduce the rate of stillbirth or miscarriages, or how to better provide support to marginalized communities so that the birthing rate of children who fall in a certain demographic can find some kind of way to thrive, right? For families. It wasn't about any of that. It was about, don't take Tylenol because they're pumping your babies with all this fluid, like they're pumping fluids in horses. And it's like, yo, what the hell is this guy talking about?
But it was like when he said, drink Dettol.
Yeah, did he's coming? Yeah,
for COVID.
Oh, Matt's just walked into the studio. nice of you to join us, Matt. Where have you been?
I've been working
because Kelly thought you didn't like him.
No, I've got a meeting with Kelly tomorrow.
Ooh, meeting friends.
You know what, Kelly? I knew as soon as I'd say I'll see you tomorrow, I knew the first dickhead was going to be him over there.
Look at that, American friends. American politics friends. Philadelphia friends. Oh, tomorrow friends.
Right,
so we're finished.
Yeah, we're good. Sorry, yeah.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more. So now to respond to your question, what does caring together mean? I think the proof is in the pudding, right? It's a matter of whether you have a vested interest or not, right? Yeah. Whether you've experienced baby loss in any way, shape, or form or not, it should still be something to care about.
Yeah.
You know, and what I think is fascinating, and maybe this is deviating the conversation a little bit, but what I think it's fascinating about this, about efforts that try to bring awareness and getting people to care about something, is that I think globally, at least in my perspective, we've gotten to a point where there are so many things to care about that it almost feels as though there is care fatigue.
That's a great point.
So while on the one hand, I'm like, nothing has changed from the last year. On the other hand, I could be like, why would anything change? Because every day there's a new thing to care about.
And if you don't care about it, then it means you're a bad person. Because there's the pressure that goes on. That's a great point.
Yeah, that's good.
That can be linked to fundraising as well. Fundraising fatigue. You know, if you're constantly fundraising for certain a charity or certain other charities, people look and think, oh, they're asking again and again and again. And absolutely. I think it's a really, really good point.
It's very good.
A very, very valid point as well.
And yet, baby loss is something that people should absolutely care about.
Yeah.
Right. So in the hierarchy, and obviously this is biased because we're all part of this world, but in the hierarchy of things, it should be way up there in comparison to a lot of the other things that, you know, you're being asked to or kind of being forced to care about. So,
Do you know what? For me, I'm going to allude back to one of Kelly's, to an episode that Kelly did where he was said he was sat in the corner of a room. When the doctor,
exactly where you're going.
When the doctor was delivering the news to your wife, with his back to you, as though you were secondary to anything that was going on in that room at that time.
That really stuck with us, that did.
So for me, Together We Care is that it doesn't matter what colour your skin is, it doesn't matter what community you are from, it doesn't matter what religion you are from, and it doesn't matter what beliefs you have. It's about bringing everybody together for a shared goal. Because ultimately, the shared goal is that baby loss will stop.
And grief doesn't care about any of those
grief
things.
Grief doesn't discriminate. So it doesn't matter who you are, where you are, where you're from. It's about bringing everybody together like that and breaking stigmas and societal
viewpoints
that bring everybody together.
Before you go, Kelly, because you have your podcast and I really want more people from the UK to discover it, because you're rebranding your podcast and you've got new website coming out. And also, I'm really excited about the style that parts of it are going to be in. So I don't want to ruin anything, or if Kelly wants me to shut up in case I'm revealing anything too early. But yeah, tell us about what's happening with you, Kelly, and where people can find you.
Yeah, so when I started the podcast, it was called the Miscarriage Dads Podcast, and it was with me and my friend. We co-hosted the podcast together, and then we sort of went on a break because he was going through some things, and then in that extended break, it just made sense to continue the project solo while he still works on the things that he needs to work on and dedicate his time to you know, what's happening on his side. And so in the interim, it was just a way of trying to streamline everything and to kind of tighten everything up. So the rebrand from the Miscarriage Dads Podcast is Dad Always. And the title of the podcast just came out of this sense that I think we all know, whether our child is living or not, it doesn't stop the fact that we continue to be their parent. And it doesn't stop the fact that they continue to be our child or our children. And so Dad Always is encompassing all of the different experiences of bereavement that fathers face. And so similar to what you guys are doing in the UK, it's to create a community of bereaved dads to come and share their experience. But the focus is to invite those dads to think about creative ways in which they can continue to parent the memory of their child in some way that is meaningful to them. So that's what Dads Always is all about.
It's great, isn't it?
Very good.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is Kelly Jean-Philippe, and we love Kelly. Thank you very much once again for joining us. And hopefully you're going to come over to the UK soon, aren't you? We're going to take you to your first football game because you're getting into it now. Just remember, don't call it soccer, otherwise you get beat up. Not by us, but just by other fans.
Every time I say soccer, I just feel like I'm betraying some fundamental aspect of my upbringing.
Excellent.
You are.
Yeah. Kelly, all the best. Thank you very much. And we will speak to you very soon.
Appreciate you guys.
This is the Still Parents Podcast and our mini episodes for Baby Loss Awareness Week 2025. All details in the description underneath this. And we will be back tomorrow. Take it easy.
The Still Parents Podcast is proudly supported by Global's Make Some Noise. Click details in the description to find out more.